The Blades have back-to-back home games this weekend at Sastel Center. Tonight, it's the Edmonton Oil Kings in town, and tomorrow night, it'll be the Tri-City Americans. 7 o'clock face-off both nights. Tomorrow night is Girls Rock Night at Sastel Center. Christine Bumstead, the high-performance coach for the Saskatoon Blades, joins us this afternoon. Christine, you excited for the weekend?
Oh, of course I am. I'm always excited for weekends of home games, but this Saturday is going to be a little bit more special, so I'm looking forward to it.
Along with being the high-performance coach of the Saskatoon Blades, you have a lot of irons in the fire. Tell us about everything you coach.
Yeah, so I work with the Blades, obviously, as a performance coach, and then I'm an assistant coach with the Huskies women's hockey team here in Saskatoon at the U of S. I just got back from New Brunswick, where I was head coach for Team Manitoba's U18 girls team at national championship. And then in the spring, I work with the Deaf national team, the women's Deaf national team for Team Canada.
Where did this all start from as a girl growing up? What made you decide this is my calling? I got to teach. I got to coach.
I just think I just loved to be a part of other people's journeys and be a part of their development and their education, like in the classroom, and their development as players on the ice, and also who they are as people outside. Especially as a girl, you know, I played boys hockey growing up. I was always playing with the boys. The same opportunities that exist for girls hockey now never existed for me. So I think it probably put a little spunk in me when I was always having to play with the boys. And it's just been great to see how far girls hockey has really come in the last number of years.
But you're also a teacher. How do you fit it all in?
Barely. I wish there was a couple extra hours in every day. I'm actually just substitute teaching this year. I've taken a step back from the classroom just to give myself more time for my coaching and to give all the teams I work with more of my time and energy.
I was talking to Les Lazarick, and he was telling me that you were down in Florida with the Stanley Cup champion Panthers as part of their training camp. That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really special. I got the opportunity to go down there in July for development camp and work with their prospects and upcoming players. And then I went back in September for training camp to work with the team and see how the team got ready for the season, coming off of the big win and the big season that they'd had previously, and how they're looking to turn the page and go for it again this year.
What a great experience that was, I'm sure. Looking ahead to tomorrow night, a girls' rock night, what does it mean to you to be a part of a special night like that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be a really great event. The Blades have been doing this for about 5 years, and last year I was a part of it, and there was about 400 girls in attendance, and this year we're looking at around the same number, maybe even a little bit more. But I just think, you know, it's a good opportunity for girls in hockey and outside of hockey to be surrounded by a lot of awesome female role models. The Huskies women's hockey team are going to be there, the Valkyries football, Saskatoon Police and Saskatoon Fire, and more. So it's just going to be kind of a chance for all these girls to get together and celebrate what it means to be a girl and be a girl in sport. And the Blades are really excited to open their doors to them and this evening tomorrow.
So what do you get to do tomorrow night? Do you just have to stand there and wave at the crowd, or are the Blades putting you to work?
I'll be up there at 5:30 for the presentation with some of my Husky players, and we'll be doing some speeches and panels for the girls, and then there's going to be some interactive booths for the girls to visit afterwards. So it's going to look a little different this year than previous years, but there's going to be photo booths, friendship bracelet making, and other interactive stations. So once that happens, I'll have to slip back down to do my coaching with the team, but I'll be a part of it to start.
That's awesome. It's going to be a pretty sweet night tomorrow night, Girls Rock Night, when the Blades host the Tri-City Americans, 7 o'clock at Sastel Center. Christine, thanks for taking the time to chat with us today, and all the best this season.
Awesome. Thank you. Hope to see all the girls there tomorrow night.